Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and welcome to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. In this episode, we sit down and Zoom with the great Tim McGraw. Bill Cody was on remote at the Big Machine Distillery in downtown Nashville, previewing the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix, the inaugural Grand Prix race through the heart of downtown Nashville. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Tim McGraw.
More Coffee, Country, and Cody is on WSM.
From Big Machine Distillery, it is the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix 2021. And while he'd love to be at the Grand Prix, he's in a Conestoga wagon with Faith Hill. The story broke yesterday. Making his way across the Great Plains of America on the way from Texas to Montana as the prequel to Yellowstone is coming to Paramount. Morning, Tim McGraw.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So let's start there. That's been the big story in your life, your acting life, and Faith Hill in this opportunity to do a prequel to the successful series Yellowstone, where you play the patriarch of the Dutton clan, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're huge Yellowstone fans since the very first day of the very first episode of the first season. We've been hooked on it, and to get the opportunity to do this is just a big deal because Taylor Sheridan, you know, is just one of the greatest writers, I think, in Hollywood right now, writing some great stuff. And to get the call that they wanted Faith and I to portray, that they'd had the idea for the prequel and how the Dutton family got established in Montana. And then to be able to work with Sam Elliott and then Taylor writing the whole script and directing the stuff. And it's just sort of, as a kid growing up in Louisiana, you know, riding high school rodeo and growing up riding horses and doing all the things that I did as a kid, this is sort of a dream come true. And to be able to do it with my wife and with Sam Elliott, and there's a lot of great other actors that are going to be announced that are going to be in it as well. It's pretty exciting, and we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be challenging. I mean, and it's not glamorous, as you can tell with this beard that I'm growing. It's not going to be a glamorous thing, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and Sam Elliott could grow that like in a matter of, 2 hours, something like that?
yeah. Sam, the famous Sam Elliott mustache. I don't know that I can quite keep up with him, but I'm going to try my best.
Well, talk to me about the success of this city and what we've seen in the last decade plus, and now we're bringing IndyCar racing through the streets of downtown Nashville, and how that must make you feel to be a part of the Big Machine family.
Well, it's so exciting. You know, there's been so many great things happening in Nashville. I mean, from the draft to, you know, hockey coming to town, to the draft, to this race coming. I mean, couldn't get more exciting. One of my dreams has always been to go to the Monaco Grand Prix. Now we have it here in Nashville. So it's kind of made Nashville a big deal over the last 10 years. We've always thought we were a big deal. Now everybody else knows that we're a big deal. And then to be part of the Big Machine family, you know, I've laughed and joked about this quite a few times. You know, I started my career with a Borchetta, and hopefully I'll end my career with, well, maybe it won't end for a while, but hopefully I'll end my career with a Borchetta for a while.
But you're referencing Mike and then, of course, Scott.
Yeah,
and,
Mike, Scott's dad, who signed me to my first record deal, and now to work with Scott, who's you know, who's just incredible to work with. I always say that Scott's like an artist in a lot of ways about his passion about what he does and anything that he does. He's very passionate about it, and he fights for his artist, and he fights for artistic integrity that his artists want to reach for. And he's always an advocate for the artist that he represents.
I remember when you got your star in the Music City Walk of Fame, and I was hosting that event. Mm. You shared a story about the day you arrived in town and how this town works sometimes, some folks that you met, and then how that became a part of some of the first music you recorded. Can you take us back to that?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I got to town the day Keith Whitley died, you know, in May of 1989. I had sold everything I had, bought a Greyhound bus ticket, so I had a suitcase and a guitar. And I arrived at about 2 a.m. and walked down to the Hall of Fame lounge and ended up meeting Max Barnes and Tommy, I met Tommy Barnes, who wrote Indian Outlaw. Man, I heard Indian Outlaw the very first night that I was in Nashville, sitting in a hotel room trading songs back and forth with each other. And I said, well, if I ever get a record deal one of these days, I'll record that song. I didn't get to do it on my first album, but I got to do it on my second.
So what's your part in the Grand Prix this weekend? Where are you going to be?
Well, I actually am going to be just sort of hanging out. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to actually make it down to the race. I've got an event that I have to go to, but I'm going to be in there in spirit, and a lot of my friends are going to be there. I'm certainly going to be watching as much of it as I possibly can. And I'm certainly going to be cheering for Scotty. He's racing in a race, I think, is it today that he's racing? He's racing in,
yes.
In part of the – yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be cheering for Scotty. I know he's got a lead foot, and he's a dang good driver, so I'll be cheering for him again, for sure. Well, he's so competitive. I mean, you know, he's had tremendous success in racing, as you know, and super success in the music business. But I think Scott's one of those guys that would probably be successful at anything he tried.
Dario Franchitti was here a little bit ago, and Scott was on earlier, and Tony Kanaan and Jimmy Johnson are coming to see us. Do you have any kind of racing interest? You talk about rodeo in there earlier. Anything like that in your early life as a kid where you thought you might want to go fast?
Well, I always went fast as a kid. I had a 70, old 70 Ford pickup that had the old Ford 460 in it, and it would haul pretty good. It was pretty light in the back end, so I put a cross tie or two in the truck bed so I could race it on Saturday night. So I don't think there was many kids, especially kids who turned out to be country singers. I don't think there are many kids that didn't fancy themselves a NASCAR driver at some point when they were growing up in Louisiana, where I grew up.
Yeah, I heard Garth in an interview recently. They asked him, you know, about his first vehicle, and it was a pickup truck that he refurbished with help from his dad. And they said, bucket seats or bench seat? He said, are you kidding me? Bench seat always in an old pickup.
All the way. You got to have a place for your girl to sit.
Right next to you, huh?
They're right next
Speaking
to you.
Speaking of that, hey, sure. Tell me about your girls. Catch me up. I see your Stanford Cardinal cap there.
Absolutely.
One of your daughters who graduated recently from Stanford. And catch me up on each of their lives and careers.
Oh, well, they're doing so great. I mean, it's hard to believe that Faith and I have all of our girls out of the house now. Actually, two are visiting us, so that's pretty good. But Gracie, our oldest, is out in L.A. She's pursuing her acting career and doing really well. And Maggie just graduated with her master's degree from Stanford. So she's weighing job offers and deciding what she wants to do with her life and the jobs that she wants to take. And Audrey, our 19-year-old, is up in New York City, and she's pursuing her acting career and doing a lot of modeling as well. So they're all, you know, out in life, and we're proud of them. They're very, very confident and strong young women who sort of go seize life and do the best that they can and work hard every day and treat people well. And that's what you hope for your kids.
And Tim, I got to tell you, one of my favorite social media moments was when you and Faith were slow dancing while being filmed by your daughters a few months ago. The thing went viral. They were over there just squealing and screaming, and you dipped Faith at the end of the dance.
Yeah, that was a surprise. I actually had a meeting, and we had just gotten the vinyl in of my new album, Here on Earth. So Faith had set up this whole sound system and these lights. So when I got home, it was a big surprise, and we sort of had a vinyl listening party, which may be the first time my kids have ever sat down and listened to my music.
is a sign.
They enjoyed that. They enjoyed that, but I think we've embarrassed them quite a few times by public displays of affection as well.
Not here, not now. Mom, Dad, stop. Somewhere in Nashville sure. Right now, there's a piece of cardboard in a window, and it says 7500 OBO. Give me the backstory on this song, and that's where we'll close this morning. Speaking of Here on Earth.
Yeah, I love that record. You know, it was when I first heard it, it was just one of those fresh sounding things, and it certainly reminded me as a kid growing up of how important cars were to you and your truck was to you. And, you know, for us growing up, it represented freedom because in a way it was our cell phone. You know, we didn't have the way to communicate like kids do now. So if you wanted to go see your buddy, most of the time you had to go track them down in your truck and find them somewhere because they weren't at home and they didn't have a car. They didn't have a cell phone that you could reach them. So trucks just meant everything to us, or cars meant everything to us. And then the story sort of being told from the perspective of holding a memory. And I think that that's what music's all about, what country music's all about, is storytelling and about memories and about painting pictures and being very cinematic. And this song had that sort of feel to it. And it didn't hurt that it had some sort of little nuggets and throwbacks from some of my songs that I've had down through the years that really made it intriguing to me as well. And we had a lot of fun in the studio recording because it was a little bit of a different sound for me. I still have had, you know, right down the middle of the things that I do, but we always like to add some fresh sort of stuff to the records that we make.
All right, before we close, one final question, and we're going to feature that song. Dario Franchitti, Scott Borchetta, I asked both of them, I said, who's the fitter man, Tim McGraw or Jimmy Johnson? You both fall into the Iron Man category. Do you know Jimmy at all?
Did Jimmy beat me out in the voting?
No, neither one of them would answer. Well, I think Dario took you, actually. I think Dario said, yeah. You know, if I had to make a call, I would call. I would pick it.
I don't know. Jimmy's pretty fit. I don't know if I want to have a fit off with him, but as long as he sticks to driving and doesn't get into music or acting, we'll be all right.
All right. Next time you see Tim driving, it'll be a Conestoga wagon coming up in the.
That's exactly right. A 4-horse wagon team.
In the prequel to Yellowstone, 1883, coming to Paramount from Big Machine Distillery this morning and the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix with Tim McGraw. I'm Bill Cody. Thanks so much, buddy. I appreciate you joining us.
Right on, Bill. Always good to see you.
You too, pal.
I know 6-stick shift, dark blue F-150 in good condition. Out 119,000 miles on the five.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee Country and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.